This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour News update recorded on Monday, July 3rd, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. One of the great challenges facing unions which represent transportation workers is the advent of driverless trucks. A new study by the International Transport Forum says that automated freight transport could reduce demand for truck drivers in the U.S. and Europe by 50 to 70% over the next 15 years. The result could be that up to 4.5 million trucking jobs could disappear. One of the organizations involved in producing the new report is the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF represents more than 16 million workers who are members of 700 unions in 150 countries. Mac Arata is the Inland Transport Secretary of the ITF. He was interviewed at a conference in Leipzig, Germany, where the report about autonomous freight transport was released.
Autonomous freight transport. Is this a good thing? Is this going to be something important for the future?
It could be a good thing if this improves road safety, this reduces carbon emission, if this is efficient, if there's a fairer distribution of the operations, transport operations between the different hours of the day, then perhaps this is a good thing that there is less road congestion, for example, but it should not be at the cost of the workers being displaced without proper compensation or redeployment or training.
What do you see as the big challenges of autonomous road freight?
One big challenge is that we may not know who the new employers would be. For instance, if you have a trucking company in Leipzig, and if there are autonomous trucks, do you need to control it in Leipzig by a local employer? You could have someone controlling the whole system in America or Japan or Cape Town. And then how would we relate to that employer and negotiate our conditions? That's the challenge for us.
What are perhaps the positives for you? What do you see opportunities for your members, for the people you represent?
We could see opportunities that this could create new types of jobs, perhaps more jobs in operation, perhaps not in driving, but in operation, for example. But benefits would also be for the communities and for the society as a whole, if there is just transition. But we see a lot of challenges as well as opportunities, and I admit this is a kind of a mixed bag for us, as much as it is for the employers and the governments.
Fully 10% of the labor force of the United Kingdom is engaged in perilous, insecure work. Trying to help these 3 million workers is the British Trades Union Congress. The TUC represents 5.6 million workers in 50 unions. As part of its campaign to win better conditions for workers in perilous work, the TUC has released a video interview of a young worker employed in the video gaming industry. She asked that her name not be used out of fear of retaliation.
My company is exploiting contracted workers, and I'm one of them. I'm a self-employed contractor working in the gaming industry. I've been working there for come near 2 years. But I'm increasingly frustrated and angry with them. They exploit me and all the other contracted staff. The real difference between permanent and self-employed workers is that they get the benefits and we don't. I don't get sick pay. I don't get holiday pay. So there's no flexibility for me working from home either. Planning the future is near impossible. Trying to get a mortgage, I can't get that. I tried to get the employer to pay into my pension. That doesn't happen for self-employed people like me. I will never be able to retire and receive a decent pension. This type of working culture is grown by silent approval and condoned by the government. The problem is of monstrous size, yet barely ever in the public eye. The current system doesn't help the worker like me, the taxpaying worker. It helps the exploiter.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.